Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
We are a sanctuary city. We started being a sanctuary city back in 1980, which of course should have been changed a long time ago. So they bring them in, you wonder where the money coming from. They taking it, the COVID fund that was here, that money. You talking about all the housing programs, so when people pay rents, all the rental programs, that money. All the programs that we have in the city of Chicago, they are bankrupting us. They are taking from all of these programs that we have, and they're taking the money, and they're funding the migrants. Yeah. Our taxpayers, we've already paid $32 million out of our taxes to house and take care of the migrants thus far. Now, we already know the only ones who qualify to become citizens in asylum here from the starts of the, if they were here after August, they don't even qualify. But here we're gonna be taking care of them for 5 to 7 years while there's paperwork floating on people's desk. And what? Send them home. Send them back. But Venezuela already said, oh, we're not taking them back.
Mm-hmm. Who did you vote for?
Yes. First of all, I have no problem with saying that I did vote for Biden because I was not voting.
Okay.
I did.
Okay,
but here it is.
Hold on. That was a question.
Okay.
This migrant influx that we're dealing with right now, this is your fault.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, let me say, hold up. First of all, let me say this. It is not my fault. It is Congress' fault who does not release the money. First of all, with any government official, when anybody know how the government run, your president can only do so much. He does not release money. So let's get that far. When you know how the government run, your president don't release no money, not Trump or nobody else. That goes through Congress. If Congress don't release no funds, nothing gets done.
But you were still kind of part of the problem.
Because he fought to put them people
in. And so was Trump, because Trump said Mexico was going to build that wall. And what Mexico tell Trump? We not building absolutely nothing. And guess what got done? Absolutely nothing. And guess how they getting over here? Crawling over mountains, just walking in with their backpacks through Mexico and everywhere else. And guess what we can do? Nothing, because there is no border patrol. Because they are not allowing any paying any money for border officials.
So
and that is the problem.
Year?
I'm going independent.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, clap it up.
It's always refreshing to hear people admit that they were wrong to a degree anyways. If you're wondering who those people were, these were people from Chicago, specifically black people from Chicago, complaining about the migrant crisis that they're having over there and the money that's being spent on that, and not wanting the migrants there because the federal government is wasting all the funding for everything that they potentially could need it for the American citizens. I thought it was comical when he said, let me ask you a question. Who'd you vote for last time? And she's like, I ain't gonna lie, Biden, right? And who you gonna vote for this time? Well, this time I'm independent. Yeah, you just can't say it, but we already know which way you're going, because regardless of what she said, how the president can or cannot do this without Congress, it is true to a point, but then he does have some special abilities outside of that can be challenged and knocked back down, but he can get away with some things. And the border is definitely one of those things that he has managed to get away with for the past 3 years. Trump, I think, is on board with what's happening there. You see, she's changing her mind because of the migrant crisis. Trump told Breitbart News in a more than 90-minute long exclusive interview last week that there's been a demographic shift away from the Democrats and to him and Republicans among certain groups. the groups that he's talking about are women, black, and Hispanic voters. He said the reason being is safety and security more than anything else. I think that that's a realistic statement, but I also think that it's more than that. That's just a piece to the puzzle. Just a piece of the puzzle, excuse me. I'm a little bit tired today. There's so much. You live here. I live here. You know what's going on around you just like I do. Yes, the migrant crisis is definitely on everybody's mind because it's so bad. But it's just everything. It's every day, every single day, it's something else. It's something stupid. It's not only just our general lives, the economy, the fuel prices, energy prices, and geopolitics and wars around the world and all the issues there. But it's also that Joe Biden is being more and more exposed every day, him and his crime family, of what they have done and how they have enriched themselves and how they have sold out America. There's just so many layers, you know, there. That's part of it. Safety and security, I mean, that's a big part of it, certainly. But I think once you just get to everything else, I think that people just had enough. I think they've had enough with the radicals and the Democratic Party. If you haven't noticed, we're in an election year. The election's coming up. A lot of them are a lot more quiet than they used to be. They're not as vocal with their insane ideas and their crazy thoughts. And part of that is due to the election. And part of that is due to us constantly exposing them and people seeing them for what they truly are. But we're in an election year, so they're going to try to behave themselves the best they can because the people that are up for re-election want to win back their seats, and everybody on that side is praying for a miracle that Joe Biden is somehow able to pull off a victory. I don't know if it's going to be possible. I certainly know it's difficult to beat an incumbent president, but you know, anything's possible. Yeah, in these days and times, it wouldn't surprise me that he loses. I under normal circumstances, I would expect it. I would accept nothing less than him losing. In today's world, I just don't know. Elections, they're not the way they used to be. They're much tighter than they used to be. America's much more divided than it used to be. And let's be honest. I think most people don't trust elections anymore. There's a lot more questions revolving around elections and election integrity than there have ever been. And I think a lot of people just don't trust the system anymore. So in today's climate, I would say it's fair to say that I just don't know. If you asked me 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, I would say Trump's going to smash him. And it should, and it's going to go that way. Just like in 2020, the guy's running an entire campaign from a basement. He's having rallies with 30 people there. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was laughable. And then somehow he wins? No. Hell. Trump's blowing out stadiums. 25, 30, 40, 50,000 people. The military's going wild for him. The amount of support the man had, it was scary. And then he loses. And he didn't lose by, you know, a few votes. Millions upon millions of votes, where a guy that had literally there was nothing there. There was no excitement around his campaign. Just we're in a time where it's scary. It's definitely scary. I don't know what's going to happen during the election. Again, I know it's hard to beat an incumbent, and we're going to have to wait and see how that plays out. On a normal day, again, I would say on a normal situation, Trump's going to wipe the floor with this guy. It's going to be bad. We got to wait and see. November, God, it comes so fast. You know, March just happened, and now we're, what is today? We're almost at the end. You got, what, about a week left of March? God, it's crazy how fast everything changes. healthcare company, Mayo Clinic, is discriminating against straight white people in their inclusive hiring practices. This was on their website, company's description, licensed practitioner nurse and a cardiologist. And it says the company description, Jobs for Humanity is partnering with the Mayo Clinic to build an inclusive and just employment ecosystem. Therefore, we prioritize individuals coming from the following communities: refugees, neurodivergents, single parents, blind or low vision, deaf or hard of hearing, Black, Hispanic, Asian, military veterans, the elderly, the alphabet community, and justice-impacted individuals. This position is open to candidates who reside in and have legal right to work in the country where this job is located at. This is posted from Phoenix, Arizona. So, straight white people, you're out of the equation there. I got to be honest with you. A licensed practice, a licensed LPN, a licensed practical nurse. Would I be wrong in saying that I don't think I'd want a blind nurse? Sir, I'm here to put your IV in. Are you all right? What's with the cane? I'm blind. They hired me. It's okay. But I'm here to put your IV in. I'm thinking probably not. No, just don't say, ow! No, stop poking me, lady. Ow! Yeah. I would have a problem with that. You know, if you're able to work in the United States, it is what it is. Neurodivergent, that's interesting. A single parent, I don't even know how that factors in. I mean, why? But okay. Deaf or hard of hearing. I'm gonna have a little bit of a problem with that one too. You know, I'm going into cardiac arrest. You know, everything in the room is lighting up like a Christmas tree and beeping and everything. And since you can't hear, unless you happen to look over and see that I'm flailing around like a dead fish flopping around, in my case, a dead whale flopping around on the beach, I don't think my chances of survival are doing real well here. So, Asian, Hispanic, Black, okay, no problem. Military veterans, absolutely. I think military veterans should get some priority in jobs, especially when they come back and they've just served the country and they need to get to work. So I'm definitely fine with that one. The elderly, again, no problem as long as your marbles are all intact there. You know, have at it. The LGB, the alphabet people, I don't understand why we're prioritizing that. I don't know how that helps you in these positions. And the justice-impacted individuals, I can only assume, because that's kind of a vague statement, I can only assume that that means somebody that may have went to jail or has a criminal past of some kind. I don't know if I want Chavez in the room with me working on me, doing some type of a surgery and, hey, listen, we'll do the surgery and then we're going to send you across the border real quick. You're going to meet up with a guy over there. You're going to go to sleep for a little bit. When you wake up, a couple extra stitches. Don't worry about it. If it feels like there's a lump in your stomach, pay no mind to that. We're going to send you. Yeah. I got a little bit of problem. But Mayo Clinic, you're doing a great job. I'm glad that you're going out of your way to exclude white, straight individuals from applying for these jobs, because God knows they're not qualified just because of their skin tone and their sexuality. They don't really qualify for that job. This is the world we're living in, which goes back to why I was saying about elections. This is the insanity that we are living in today. That we're at a point where down is up, up is down, left is right, right is left, and everything in between, and you just don't know anymore. You really just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen today, tomorrow, the next day, because it's a clown show. And every day, it seems like they try to top the day before. I just pray that at some point, the show is over and we could get back to some type of normality, because as of right now, boy, this is a rough world to live in.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.